We were talking about the Tiger presser today. Tiger was back in the news, clearly, and one of the best podcasts in the game, the No Laying Up podcast. He is a host of it. He's been on the show before, and he joins us now. Here is Chris Solomon. What's happening, Chris?
Oh, just fending off all the Twitter warriors today. A lot of Tiger takes. Nothing says Tiger's back other than just a stressful day on my end. That says it maybe better than anything else I can say.
Why is it stressful? What were you tweeting that led to the reactions?
Well, all right. So Tiger Woods just had his third, I call it major traffic incident of the last 12 years, the last two of which are very serious, I would venture to say. One, the most recent one being that he almost died, and he even admits in our in the press conference today that he had thoughts of amputating his leg. Yet there seems to be almost no conversation or no understanding by the general public or anyone about what happened in that car crash. I mean, we saw the videos that have surfaced from his DUI in 2017 were very alarming. We saw him on television the day before slurring his words and did not look good. And this accident happens and we don't have any answers to it. And I was not totally surprised to see him kind of brush off the only semi-question he got in relation to it and that there was no follow-up. But I just felt like, man, this is your first press conference, you know, coming back from a very, very, very serious injury. I think the golfing world and the sporting public in general wants to know what happened here, and there aren't any answers to that. He said the answers are in the police report, and that's just not true. So I was a little frustrated with that. Not unexpected, but I guess just a little frustrated with that. Not only that happening, but the lack of reaction to that as well.
I agree. I mentioned that last week, and we don't have to spend too much more time on it. But it's like, as serious as that accident was, like, people want to know, where the hell were you and what the hell were you up to at that time of day? Like, it's just, that's kind of what people know, and I guess it's just a standard answer is going to be, it's in the police report, which is, I don't know.
Which is consistent kind of, with the way he operates, though, right? Like, Tiger's right. Not going to give you anything, and he didn't this morning, and I don't expect that to change between now and whenever we see him again.
Yeah, I mean, I think the questions are fair. You're going 87 miles an hour on a 45-mile-an-hour road and showed no signs of braking at any point. I think, like, I just don't know how many close calls he can have, but, you know, before someone, like, I hope he has someone in his life. I hope he has someone in his life that is able to say these things to him and say, like, dude, what is going on here? How have you not hired a driver? Why are you driving? This is not a normal thing to happen. This is not, you know, somebody hit him or ran a red light or something like that. Like, this is, I don't know, man. It's just alarm bells going off on my end still. I think you know, it's fair to ask for some answers to these questions.
When do you think he plays golf again? Like, an official tournament, when do you think it will be his first time teeing it up?
Man, he didn't sound like he was in a huge hurry to do it. He hinted at the Open Championship at St. Andrews being a possibility. He talked a lot about, in fact, he doesn't like back tee boxes right now. And that's, you know, with that right leg being as fragile as it is, the idea of putting a ton of weight on it, ton of stress on it, swinging hard at drivers, you know, hitting enough drivers on the range to get, you know, feel like he has his strength back and can trust it and compete with the best, you know, the longest drivers in the world all over again. Like, that feels really far away to me. Golf course like St. Andrews doesn't necessarily mean you need to wail on driver. I think that would be an optimistic goal for this coming July. That'd be a very optimistic goal to see him back. I just don't see him coming back for PGA Tour golf courses that, you know, require a lot of, walking 72 holes is going to be a nightmare for him. It really is. Ben Hogan comp is probably the best one we're going to get. And, I don't know. It honestly wouldn't surprise me. This is total speculation. Wouldn't surprise me if the PGA Tour revisited its cart rules. If Tiger is serious about making a comeback, I don't see how he's going to walk 72 holes plus practice rounds.
With Chris Solomon of the No Laying Up podcast, that's an interesting angle in terms of him picking and choosing. I assumed it was, I'm going to pick and choose the tournaments I love. You know, Torrey Pines, Bay Hill, show up at the Memorial, obviously the majors, and go from there. But are you suggesting it would be more about the landscape of the course that would allow him to compete? Do you think he'll be thinking about it from that depth?
I would think so as of right now, at least for the initial part of the comeback. I mean, I think he would need to be, you know, doing a lot of testing or, you know, kind of ease his way in to figure out what he's capable of doing, you know, over a week's period of time. And The style of play that would be required, is his game going to be similar to how it has been in the past? Just thinking about it, flatter golf courses seem to be a more possible. I've never had compound fractures to my tibia and fibia, so I don't know exactly what he's going to be going through, but going up and down hills and kind of uneasy steps and things like that, that can't be good. And he mentioned, like, he was asked in the press conference today, are you in pain right now? He said, yeah, my back and my leg hurts. And it's like, the back is kind of the forgotten about thing. He was already out with a back injury and then had a very traumatic car accident. Like, he didn't really give us great updates as to what the status of his back is at this point, but that also has to be a concern. So if you can't tell, I'm bearish on him coming back and playing golf anytime soon, any meaningful golf anytime soon. He kind of lowered expectations on that as well. I think there is a chance we see him, you know, play with his son at the Father-Son Challenge here in a couple of weeks. Just they're holding a spot for him in that tournament, and he can play from Charlie's drives. If he doesn't want to hit drivers, you know, just hit wedges, chips, and putt. He mentioned he'll take anybody on in a chipping and putting contest right now. So don't be shocked. I have no inside info on that. Just don't be shocked if he turns up here in a couple weeks to do that. But that's a true hit and giggle, and that's very, very, very different than going out and tipping it out on the PGA Tour.
Do you think some of his comments were nonsense? I know you were talking about not wanting to hit driver and moving up to different tees, but he was saying some of his tee balls were dropping out of the sky. And I'm pretty sure this guy could hit half a driver 300 yards. He can hit a 3-wood 320, whatever it is. I just don't believe the idea that he's hitting a golf ball, watching it in the air, and it falling out of the sky at 220. Like, I don't believe that at all.
I don't know if he's even hitting drivers yet. I think he's probably referring to, you know, hitting a 9-iron or something and being used to seeing that thing carry 160, 162 yards, and it might only be going 148, 150 or something like that. You know, that shot does look different. To somebody with that much spatial awareness and feel in his game, that probably, I do believe that, you know, he just can't put the same oomph into it, right? He just can't do the same kind of motion with his lower body at the ball. I do believe that it could go 10% less distance pretty easily if you're unable to rotate properly and, you know, really, really give it all he's got. I mean, he used to just wail on that thing. So that doesn't surprise me too much. Do I think some of his comments are kind of nonsense? Yeah, of course, they almost always are. But he usually says it with a grin and kind of gets away with it, if you will. But I can believe that, you know, that the ball maybe not flying as far as he's used to seeing it go.
With Chris Solomon of the No Laying Up podcast, chatting about Tiger Woods, speaking with the media today. Yeah, there's a couple of things that I always take with a grain of salt with Tiger. I'm hopeful, and I don't know if it's true, but it wouldn't surprise me, that he's trying to undersell and overdeliver. This idea that I'm done, I'm never going to compete again, you know, I'll show up, shake hands, kiss babies, hit a couple of drives. You know, I'm hopeful that he doesn't truly believe that in a year or two. I also believe he's one hell of a businessman, and I don't think he's wasting the announcement of a comeback at the Hero Challenge at the end of November. I think we're talking 2-3 minute, you know, I said earlier, Spielberg and Nike coming together to put together a video of this guy returning and new gear, TaylorMade involved. He's not wasting it, you know, on a presser down in the Bahamas. I think when it's announced, it's going to be the real deal, Holyfield, and it'll come through the website, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is. Do you picture the same type of announcement, whenever that happens to be, about what tournament he's about to play in for the first time?
Yeah, that's always been his thing, is, you know, the announcement of whether or not he's going to play comes pretty close to that starting date. You know, he doesn't say, oh, hey, I'm going to be back in 6 weeks. Like, that's my start. That's just not his style. So he has made the Hero a place where he has made dramatic comebacks in the past. And I think it was, hope I have the years right, 16 and 17. He teed it up he was injured pretty shortly after that start in 16 and was back on the shelf and then came back again in 17. But I do think it's going to be a Friday before, like, here I am, I'm coming to play this tournament. I don't think we'll really see it coming. I just don't believe that. I think there is an element of underselling over delivering, but I believe him when he's the sincerity in his face when he's like, this one's different. This is not a normal back surgery recovery, you know, an easy, you know, estimated timeline on this. This is like, I'm never going to be the same one, and I don't even know if I can make it all the way back to compete at this level. And That's very reasonable considering the severity of this accident and how he was talking today about almost having to amputate his leg. I can't see his 45-year-old, soon to be 46, already degenerating body, you know, handling all of that stress very well. I just think people should really, really, really manage their expectations. Remember when he had this accident 9-10 months ago, we all said, let's just be thankful that he can be a father to his kids. And that's where I'm at too. Like, at least he can walk, experience life in a way. He owes the game nothing more. If he never hits another shot in golf, I would not be upset about that at all. I hope a lot of golf fans feel the same way. This comeback would be the biggest miracle of all of them. And he's not really even hinting that he thinks it's majorly possible.
Check out the No Laying Up podcast. He is Chris Solomon. Great catching up with you, buddy. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Yeah, I think that's a totally reasonable, objective view. And maybe I'll admit I'm being selfish because I love seeing Tiger Woods play and I want to see him compete. And, you know, it's almost like you don't want to believe that maybe we're just never going to see this guy again. You know, and that is definitely a remote possibility at this point in terms of him playing and being competitive and being at the highest level. I want to believe this guy can get back.
I tell you what, the media is going to be informed. Like, do not ask about the car. Like,
he's not going to do interviews. Yeah. That's what it seems like, right? Like, it's over. Don't ask. Not telling. See you later.
That's it. Like, the police report is private. Sometimes in certain states,
dude, who knows what happened with that, right? Nonsense noodles? Because it's like the guy said, he was going 87 miles an hour in a 40 zone in some neighborhood at 6 a.m.
But that's what I mean. Do you think TMZ cares about, like, they care about breaking the story? Like,
absolutely.
If they can get access to it, they will. And
I just don't know what. Maybe the police report doesn't have anything in it. You know, like, if he's just saying, I don't know. Who knows what he said? What kind of state he was in? I don't know. Yeah. But, it's, I don't know. That's the story for sure. But it's not going to be revealed by Tiger Woods.
Well, there's a lot of the story. And people are curious, right? It's like they just want to know. There's a lot of the story that I think people don't know. It's like 87 miles an hour in a 40, and you just, no brakes applied? What the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are people not looking into that? It's just, anybody else, they're getting the full grilling, and something was tucked away. I don't know what, but who knows?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, it's not coming from the horse's mouth.
What's the guy from Harvey Keitel from Pulp Fiction where he's the wolf? The wolf was called in Pulp Fiction.
To come in
the
and
cleaner.
Fix it all.
Clean it all up.
Yeah, the cleaner. Yeah, exactly. So, well, we'll see. I mean, who knows? Tiger at St. Andrews, that would be one hell of a story. Maybe Augusta's just not in the cards. I'm not – that's still 4 months away.
I'm not ruling it out.
I'm not ruling that out either. I mean, we'll see where he's at in 2 months, 3 months. Again, I didn't expect any pronouncement today anyway. That wasn't going to happen. When he makes the announcement, you know, it'll be full-blown operation Hollywood. Here he is. He's back, and I'm going to give it a try, and we'll see what happens.
Exactly.